From NPR, it's the radio showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country. From the top. This week, we're broadcasting from the Ruby Diamond Auditorium at Florida State University in Tallahassee, Florida. That's our host, Christopher O'Reilly, at the piano. Today, we'll hear outstanding musicians from 15 to 18 years old, including a young guitarist from San Jose, California, performing A Dream in the Forest by Barrios, and a teenage trombonist from here in Tallahassee performing a monster of a piece by Ferdinand David. And 13-year-old roving reporter Chailey Smith will risk damaging the hands of the young pianist up first on today's show just to teach the kid how to ride a bike. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston. Once again, here's our host, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks and welcome. We really appreciate being with you here in Tallahassee. Beautiful being here. And we want to give a special thanks to our hosts for this broadcast, the Florida State University Department of Music. A wonderful facility, wonderful people to work with. We've got a terrific show for you today with five wonderful young performers, including two from right here in Tallahassee. We'll hear them later on in the program, but let's start things off with that outstanding pianist Joanne just mentioned. Please welcome, from Falls Church, Virginia, 15-year-old Sejun Park. Sejun, welcome to the program. Is it true what I just heard about you having a lesson on riding a bike today?
Oh, yes.
So, did you fall? Did you stay up?
Well, I did stay up, but with a lot of help, and yeah.
Well, we'll hear a little bit more about why you needed that lesson after you play.
Okay.
Would you please introduce this big handful of Rachmaninoff you're going to tackle?
I'll be playing Rachmaninoff's Etude Tableau, number 9, opus number 39.
Wonderful piece to start off with. When you're ready, take it from the top.
Thank you.
Our 15-year-old pianist from Falls Church, Virginia, Seijun Park, playing an etude tableau of Sergei Rachmaninoff. Wow, I mean, I it's all I can do to just get to the end of that piece, but you seem to luxuriate in it and really enjoy yourself. It was a beautiful performance.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
And congratulations, I guess, Seijun. You are a recipient of one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards.
Thank you.
That's very good news. Now, I understand, Seijun, that you're a fairly recent arrival into the U.S.
Yes.
Your whole family came with you? Or?
No, just myself.
Well, what brought that about?
Well, I used to live in South Korea with my parents, and my father was a cellist, and he often moved from Seoul to Busan. Busan is in south of Seoul. Mm-hmm. So, and I used to go to a music school in Seoul, but when we moved to Busan, I still had to go to that music school in Seoul, and I had no way to go there except to fly there. So almost every week I was flying there.
Flying for lessons,
and it was a lot of waste of money, and I just stopped.
Yeah.
And then one day my aunt called, and she suggested that I come to America. And
she lives in Falls Church?
Yes.
Ah.
My mom asked me, and I was about fifth grade at that time, and, you know, I said, great, you know, America has great movies, candies, and everything. So I said, you know, let's do it. So I came here, but it was a lot different when I came. But
sure, well, very, very different, I would imagine. That was back in 2001, I guess, you moved, and I know you've adapted well socially, but you told me you feel a little like Spider-Man, actually.
Well, yes. In my school, I really don't like to tell other students that I play piano because, well, I don't really like bragging and...
Or getting beaten up is what is my experience, actually. Yeah.
You know, but when I go home, I, you know, wear my mask and play my Beethoven.
I was going to say, apropos the Rachmaninoff, with great power comes great responsibility.
It does, yes.
But why don't you tell them? I mean, you know, what kinds of things are the kids in your school into?
Sports, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're not into sports, particularly?
Well, my hands.
The hands. And what kind of music do they like?
They listen to pop, rap, rock, whatever. But not classical. So.
Well, but you've got the hard rock aspect sewn up, wouldn't you say?
A little bit, but...
Pretty hard Rachmaninoff is what I was getting at, but it's all right. When you hear it on the air, it's going to be really funny. There is something else that you were saying could help you fit into suburban life a little bit better. What's that?
Well, it's biking.
Riding a bike,
yes.
And it's not something you've done heretofore?
I mean, well, because I broke my arm before. Well, when I was second grade, I went to hiking with my another aunt in Korea. I slipped and I injured my arm, mm-hmm. and I couldn't play piano for 6 months or something like that. So I couldn't. And by the time I went back, I didn't know how to play piano anymore. And
wow,
it was
a lot of time off is not good. And so it's not overly cautious. I mean, that you have injured
but
yourself.
But that made my parents very
absolutely. I understand.
I believe this is where I come in.
It is, Chaley. You spent some quality time with Seijun yesterday, I believe?
Absolutely. When I called Seijun to see if he'd be willing to give riding a bike a try, he was totally in favor of it. But, well, I was a little worried about him maybe taking a bad fall and not being able to play on our show. So I called Ross Holcomb.
Our local trombonist. We'll hear him play later on.
Yes. And I asked Ross if we could come over to his house and use the family bicycles, and if Ross would be willing to help spot Seijun.
Broke. I was skimming over by the rocks and gravel and was punctured to death by the smoke.
All right, Ross, thanks for coming and helping me out with this.
Yeah, it's no problem. We got all this stuff in our garage.
Yeah, we got a bike, got all the equipment, like helmets and stuff. Okay, yep. Seijun, are you ready to do this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Excited?
Pretty much.
Great.
Right, first time riding a bike.
Yep.
You've heard of accidents with hot rods and motorcycles and airplanes, but the accident I had to take the gate. My foot slipped off the pedal, my toe caught in the chain, therefore I couldn't even get the brake.
All right, you can just get a leg up there. Okay. How does that feel? Me and Ross are going to support it for right now.
That was scary.
It's okay, you got it.
Ready?
We'll walk next
to
you.
Okay, we're walking next to you. Now, see if you can try pedaling forward.
Whoa.
Good.
Whoa. Oh, you're doing it.
All right, see if you can go faster. We're still holding on.
You're going to bump hit that tree right there.
No, you won't.
You won't hit that tree. See, you've got your brakes under your hand. Pull the brake if you need to slow down.
Okay, and you pinch it like that if you want to brake. Yeah,
that,
good.
Okay. We should have told you that before you got on the bike.
I'm just laying here and dying because these handlebars are sticking down my throat. I've got the front before a necktie, back before a belt, and I'm wearing the fenders for a coat.
Okay, Zayjun, are you ready to take the next step?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
And we're gonna take our hands off you for just a second at a time, just to see how you do, okay?
Okay, are you ready? Are you psyched?
Yeah.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're gonna be great, okay?
Okay, let's go.
All right, ready? Go. All right, keep going. Don't look down. Look straight ahead.
Yep, keep pedaling.
Go faster.
Whoa.
Keep up your speed.
Now we're gonna let go and see if you can just keep pedaling, okay?
Whoa. Yeah. All right, he's got it. I think he's got it.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, he's got it.
Keep going.
Woo! Skimming all over by the rocks and the gravel and was punctured to death by the spoon.
Wow. Fantastic. Seijun, I think you were sweating more listening to that reenactment than you did during the Rachmaninoff.
Yeah.
Chaley, great job.
Thank you. And also thanks to Ross for helping out.
Yeah.
By the way, one other thing I learned about Seijun is that he's hoping to come to my hometown next year, right, Seijun?
Yes, I'll be applying to Curtis this year, so hopefully I'll be in...
That'd be nice. I'll be in Philadelphia. That'd mm-hmm. be fantastic. I think there's a good chance. You know, and riding a bike is just like riding a bike, really.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
I agree.
And with the encouragement of Ross and Chaley, you made a great, great statement. I think I may take it up myself based on your experience. Thank you for starting us off with
Thank
the
Rachmaninoff. Thank
you very much. Beautiful.
Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Thank you, guys. Seijun Park, 15 years old, our pianist from Falls Church, Virginia, and 13-year-old roving reporter Chaley Smith from good old Philadelphia.
Seijun's bike riding lesson was completely euphoric. You gotta check out the photos on our website. That's fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, helping young people of exceptional promise achieve their full potential through education. On the web at jackkentcookfoundation.org, and that's Cook with an E. Chris?